Poll: Americans say courts putting too many criminals back on the streets. By Hannah Blow on March 8, 2023. Most likely voters believe the courts are putting too many criminals back on the streets, a Rasmussen Report survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents, which is closer to your belief, that courts are sending too many criminals to prison or that courts are releasing too many criminals back onto the streets? Most, 57%, said courts are seeing too many criminals back on the streets, compared to 26% who said courts are sending too many criminals back to prison. Another 17% remain unsure. Opinions are divided along party lines. Most Republicans, 77%, believe courts are releasing too many criminals back onto the streets, a sentiment shared by 56% of independents. However, a plurality of Democrats, 44%, believe courts are sending too many criminals to prison, compared to 38% who believe courts are sending too many criminals back onto the streets. The survey also asked, when determining how much bail to require for suspects arrested and awaiting trial, how important is it for judges to consider whether the suspect would represent a danger to the community if released? Most said it is very important, and most Republicans, 81%, Democrats, 72%, and independents, 75%, agree. The survey was taken February 26 to 28, 2023, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters and has a +3% margin of error. The survey comes as some individual states, such as Florida, take the matter into their own hands as the crime issue lingers across the country, particularly in blue states. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., for example, suspended woke state attorney Andrew Warren last August, highlighting the prosecutor's intentions of ignoring the rule of law. "We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law," DeSantis said at the time. The DeSantis administration is continuing in those efforts, recently sending a letter to 9th Judicial Circuit State Attorney Monique H. Worrell regarding a suspected murderer. It is believed that Worrell's office possibly failed to prosecute the suspect for previous crimes, leading to his ability to remain on the streets. "The failure of your office to hold this individual accountable for his actions, despite his extensive criminal history and gang affiliation, may have permitted this dangerous individual to remain on the street," the letter stated, requiring further information on the matter.